that Mr. Abu-Jamal was, of course, an African-American defendant charged with killing a white victim. This court has credited that as a factor going to the prima facie case in both Simmons versus Beyer and Clemens. This is not only a case where it was just an African-American defendant. As counsel for Mr. Abu-Jamal has noted, this is an African-American defendant with affiliations to the Black Panther Party and the MOVE organization. This was a decedent who was a police officer. An African-American man then was charged with the killing of a police officer, and in Holloway, again, this circuit said that that was a factor that's relevant to a prima facie case determination. And I would add that the McMahon tape, which I will also talk about in detail shortly, indicated, Mr. McMahon in that training tape indicated that that was a reason to strike African-Americans. And in that training tape, he also said that the lessons that he learned and the lessons that he was teaching that day on that tape were things that he had learned from other prosecutors in that office. It was information that was passed on to him, the wisdom of the ages, through the Philadelphia District Attorney's Office. So it's our position that that is relevant.